The holidays, we've been talking them with Paige, our therapist from the Red Willow Counseling and Recovering Center, all week long. Paige also writes for Slug Magazine, by the way. Her articles are good. She's been telling us how Christmas freaks us out all week long, and now she's going to tell us about how we can break out of the Christmas funk. And how is that, Paige?
You know, I think we think about things that help us feel better. Or, you know, the term that we use is self-care is kind of a passive process. But I really like the idea of kind of getting your hands dirty on behalf of your sanity. And
Paige, I just have to say, when I self-care, it is anything but passive.
I believe you.
Gross.
What do you mean by passive self-care versus the other thing?
Yeah, so active versus passive. Thinking about passive self-care is things like flopping on the couch and, you know, binge watching a show or playing a video game for 5 or 6 hours straight in your free time. Like the things that are certainly going to feel a little bit restful and don't require a lot of obligation, but are also not us really actually doing anything to connect with how we're feeling, what's been going on with us lately.
I love passive self-care, now that I think about it. I take it all back. Most of my self-care is passive. All right, I have an extra 45 minutes. I can squeeze in a Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm. Or I can scroll on my phone for the next half hour and, like, look up Pinterest or whatever.
Yes, epic parkour fails. That's my go-to self-care. All right, Paige, so what is a good example of active self-care?
I really like sensory deprivation tanks. We had mentioned that yesterday. They are a strange experience. They're an opportunity to shut down, tune out of all of the constant stuff that is around us that we don't even realize. You're going to be floating in a tank that's enclosed and has no, that's got a sound barrier. It's an opportunity to really be in complete stillness and listen to yourself, literally. And you can even hear your heartbeat.
Yeah, but where does that start being healing and stop being boring?
Well, actually, a lot of people will report when they go into one of these sensory deprivation tanks that they start feeling quite anxious and unsettled at first. So boredom is rarely an experience that people have. But I've heard people experience, and what I've experienced myself, is an initial sense of anxiety and unrest, and then just a really strange calm that comes over you. And some people even fall asleep in them.
We're talking with Paige from the Red Willow Counseling and Recovery Center on how to reduce your Christmas stress.
You wrote down starting a new book. I guess this seems, I don't know, obvious, but not necessarily like therapy. Why is it therapeutic?
Well, I think that that's another thing that's engaging your mind at a different level. And the cool thing about any kind of reading or writing is it involves the option to kind of experience a part of yourself while you're engaging in reading or writing. There's a part of your brain that really gets involved in that experience that's not passive. Your imagination, your feelings, all of that will come up.
Would listening to new music also qualify as therapy, Paige?
Absolutely. Yeah, in fact, it's cool. When we look at brain scans, we can see that when people are listening to music, the pattern of brain activation is different than in many other stimuli. You almost can't reproduce it with anything else. So there's something that really goes on for us when we're listening to music that's totally unique. And I'm a big fan of making a sanity playlist, like whether it's on Spotify or, you know, whatever platform you prefer using, like make a playlist for yourself, especially this time of year, that's about songs that really just make you feel good.
Lindsay says anything from
Avenged Sevenfold, Hot Water Music. That works for me. That's my stuff.
Yeah.
And step out of your comfort zone and get into my world of dub reggae. That'll give your brain a treat.
Cool.
You want to name Mikey Dread or Alpha Blondie. Mikey Dread is more crucial. Alpha Blondie is a little bit more modern and out there. And Lee Scratch is the dub master. The dub master!
Paige, you mentioned altruism or simply giving. And I love this. So why does the brain think that this is therapeutic?
As opposed to just financially draining.
Yeah, well, I think you don't necessarily have to give money. You can give your time. You can give your skills. I think the reason that this can be really helpful is it's deeply socially connecting. And especially if you're dealing with a lot of family issues, or maybe you don't have family nearby, or you don't have great relationships, and your support system is a little bit thin and small, getting out there and helping others is really powerful. And we know that altruism, or the act of giving and doing for others, actually reciprocally benefits the person who's doing it. So when you're involved in charity, whether it's your time or your money, you get as much of a benefit as the person receiving what you're giving.
It's a plus plus instead of just one minus. Yeah,
exactly.
Cool. Thank you, Paige. Paige from the Red Willow Counseling and Recovery Center, and also writes for Slug Magazine.
Thanks, guys.
All right. And